Dick Bavetta refereed his first NBA game on December 2nd, 1975, and since then, he's never missed an assignment. On Tuesday, after 39 years on the job, Bavetta announced his retirement, and he joins me now. Dick, welcome to Only a Game.
It's my pleasure to be with you guys today.
You officiated 2,635 straight regular season games. That's three more than former Baltimore Oriole Cal Ripken Jr. played in to establish the longest streak in Major League Baseball. Were you trying to set the cross-sport record, or was there some other reason why you decided to call it a career?
Well, actually, I was not aware of the record entering into my 39th season. Someone brought to my attention, you know, you're closing in on, you know, Mr. Ripken at 26-32, I believe it is. And I didn't really think about it because you can't start thinking at 26-20 and you still have 12 more games to go. And I worked, 26-31 in Atlanta. And, I mean, the afternoon or actually the morning of my game on April 2nd at Madison Square Garden, which would tie the record. I mean, I went to Mass and Communion at St. Patrick's Cathedral. I wasn't taking any chances, you know, right there. So, but for the first time in my life, I got to Fifth Avenue and 50th Street, and I started looking both ways at traffic. And I'm saying, what's good? I said, you're getting crazy. It's only a one-way street. I said, no, it would be just my luck to be a cab coming in the opposite direction that I don't see or something like that. So the big guy upstairs has blessed me with good health all these years, and I'm very blessed to have accomplished what I've accomplished as far as the consecutive games going.
You have refereed 27 NBA Finals games and the 1992 Olympics, and you ran a foot race against Charles Barkley during the All-Star weekend in 2007. I'm just tossing these out. Do you have a favorite moment from your career?
I think working the Olympics was very exciting because it was during the month of August, and my daughters were off from school, and my wife took off from work, and so we were able to go to Barcelona, Spain for a month. It was the first year, obviously, 92 was the dream team, mm-hmm. So it was the first time that professional NBA players were allowed to participate. So to be able to work a medal game and to be there and to experience that, that's really a highlight for me. And then, of course, the thing with Charles was just a gas. It was just unbelievable. We all thought it was a joke. I mean, I didn't, you know, it started as a joke. He was making fun of me one time during a game. You know, how could they let this old guy, you know, run up and down the court and stuff like that? And as Charles can only be that way. And, you know, Marv Albert said, you know, this guy runs 8 miles a day and he could beat you in a foot race, so on and so forth. A couple of months later, they have this thing in Vegas and they actually raised $50,000 for the Boys and Girls Club of Vegas. And I think the NBA matched the $50,000. So we were able to do, you know, a great charity thing, raise $100,000 for a worthy cause. And it was just, you know, a fun day. I mean, I just flew out that morning because it's during the All-Star break and I really wanted to be home with my family. So I flew out that morning and flew back right after, get off the plane, went to the arena, ran the race, got back in the car, went to the airport and flew back. So that was memorable as well.
All referees, of course, blow the occasional call, or maybe not. Have you ever missed one?
Absolutely. I say that assuredly. I mean, every night that I refereed, I strived for perfection. And every night that I refereed, I fell short of perfection. There is, without a doubt, when we go back to the hotel room and we look at the tape of the game, and most people aren't even aware that after a game, we do a game report. We put down the plays that we called that we wished we hadn't called. We put down plays that we should have called that we didn't. And we're very honest and objective about ourselves and our profession and our performance. And to err is human, to forgive is divine. I don't think the losing team's fans are so quick to forgive. And they don't look at me as if I'm divine either. So there isn't a game that I've worked or a night that has gone by that I haven't made mistakes in the game.
Finally, Dick, do you plan to continue watching the NBA as a fan, or have you had enough of pro basketball?
I don't think that I would ever stop watching the games. There's some great matchups. There's a great season. This, the 2014-15 season is just highly anticipated, you know, with the changing of teams and players and things like that. And but there's got to be other things on TV that my wife will allow me to watch. And I think she will determine what the TV schedule will be like. You know, maybe some reruns of Breaking Bad or something like that, or some of these programs that come on.
Dick Bavetta worked 39 years as an NBA referee. Dick, thank you very much for speaking with me. It's been a great pleasure.
The pleasure has been mine, and be well.